Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. New figures out today show an alarming number of the state's police officers are walking away from the force. The West reporting around 100 have quit in the last 3 months, but Police Minister Paul Papalia is pointing to the 199 new recruits moving through the academy in Joondalup. Stand by for plenty of sickies today as West Aussies opt to give work or school a miss. We're being encouraged to do the right thing and put in a leave form. Well, it'll be a hard one for parents to decide, with school holidays kicking in for public schools this afternoon. Andrew McKellar from the Australian Business Chamber says they're expecting disruptions to productivity.
There's no doubt that many businesses have already had a lot to contend with. We would say this is an exceptional circumstance. It's a one-off. We've called for understanding and patience.
The Treasurer has warned the worst is yet to come following the US's latest interest rate hike. It saw the Aussie dollar fall to a two-year low. Economists predicting the RBA could lift rates by another 50 basis points at its next meeting. Set to be a busy long weekend on our roads with double demerits now in force this morning. The RAC's Rhys Heron says it's important to slow down.
Already this year, we've lost 113 people on WA roads, and sadly 74 of those have occurred in our regional areas. And that's where a lot of families will be travelling in the days ahead. These numbers are shocking, they're unacceptable, and we really have to see through those statistics. Any life lost in our roads is one too many.
And around 300 show bags on offer this year when the Royal Show gets underway tomorrow in Claremont. In sport, Norm Smith medalist Steve Johnson has given a hint in how Sydney can beat Geelong in tomorrow's grand final. Stevie J did work as an assistant recently at the Swans. He says they need to pinpoint their passes to go in against the Cats' attack.
The Swans really need to take the game on and try and change angles with ball in hand, because the Geelong defence, they work in such a great strong formation behind the ball to try and get drop off and allow those guys to intercept mark.
The big game tomorrow gets underway at 12:30 Perth time.